AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama says he didn't want anything said from the White House before the election about Russian hacking to sound political.
At a time when anything that was said by me or anybody in the White House would immediately be seen through a partisan lens. I wanted to make sure that everybody understood we were playing this thing straight.
In his final news conference of the year, the president said he told Russian President Vladimir Putin put a stop to cyber intrusions.
Our goal continues to be to send a clear message to Russia or others not to do this to us, because we can do stuff to you.
Last night in New York, Hillary Clinton told donors she lost because of Russian interference.
Apparently because he has a personal beef against me.
Talking about Russian President Vladimir Putin, that tape from the New York Times. The FBI is supporting the CIA conclusion Russia interfered in the presidential election with the goal of supporting Donald Trump. President Obama also defended his decision to oppose significant U.S. military action in Syria, but acknowledged he feels responsible for some of the suffering there. Secretary Ban Ki-moon at the UN says they have been paralyzed on Syria.
We have collectively failed the people of Syria. Peace will only prevail when it is accompanied by compassion, justice, and accountability for the abominable crimes we have seen.
The evacuation in Aleppo in Syria has been stalled. Republicans in North Carolina stripped the incoming Democratic governor some of his authority. A bill was signed today by Republican Governor Pat McCrory, who lost to Democrat Roy Cooper. A military judge overseeing the court-martial of Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl ruled he will not be allowed any evidence of soldiers being wounded while searching for Bergdahl. Wall Street, the Dow finished down 10 points. This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon has filed a complaint after a Chinese warship took an unmanned Navy vehicle from the South China Sea. Here's AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
The underwater drone was in the process of being recovered by a civilian Navy ship yesterday when a Chinese vessel pulled up, dropped a boat in the water, and seized the drone, ignoring calls for it to be given back. The Pentagon says the drone's part of an unclassified system that collects information about the water. A spokesman says it's ours. It's clearly marked as ours, and we would like it back.
A police officer is in a Seattle hospital in critical condition following surgery for a head wound. He was shot responding to a call of a shooting victim.
The officer is a 30-plus year veteran of the Mount Vernon, Washington Police Department, and he is at the hospital in Seattle.
State Patrol Sergeant Keith Leary says three suspects in Mount Vernon, Washington are in custody. AP, Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.